Crunching rain.
Goedemiddag, man. Je moet terug gaan.
The Masicht to start, the truth is the Masicht starts out of order. As I can say, so the first thing they told, why did the Masicht start with it? So, we don't get the Melech Shabbos until 73 blot into the Masicht. We start with the Melachos. And the last Melach listed in the Mishnah is Hitzor. So for why in the world we're starting with Hitzor is Ma'od not clear. The place right here is three Pshatim. One Pshat is because in this Mishnah, as we'll soon see, in this Mishnah of Hitzor, the way the Tana made the cases, he packed in many, many halachas in these cases. Well, one pshat is Rabbeinu Tam says, we kind of just had it in Brochus, if you remember, by the Arbot Tzrichim Lahoides, the Gemara is out of order from the Psukim and Tanakh. His Tosis says over there, they bring from, I think, the order of the Gemara, the order of the Psukim is in the order of severity of the danger. The order of the Gemara is in the order of the frequency of happening. The Gemara goes in the order of frequency, how often it happens. So there's been a time here too. Sadly, Hitzor is the most frequent problem in Shabbos. That's one pshat. Or his other pshat is that we really wanted to start, we really want to go in order of the day. So we really should have started. That's how Tosfos said. We really should have started with the halachas of Erev Shabbos and gone through the day. The truth is that pretty much it does start that way. Because right away, on Daf Yud, the first Shabbos dikah thing you have after the first Mishnah, you shouldn't go out Erev Shabbos. Yeah, I'm saying, but it's not cause of it. So, right. It's because it's the first thing. And since you had to come to Yetzei Mayim Chutz, so you had to start over it. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns. They really should have started, we go in order of the day. So the first thing he tells, Yetzei Chai B'machtem, you know what I'm talking about. What's Hitzor? So he started off with Hitzor. That's his last words. Okay. What's hot here, no? Oh. Anyway, just a shtick like dumb, Hitzor is complicated. In a way, it covers, I think, the most blood Gemara of any Malacha. Yeah, Zicha. All the malachas are in 6-7 blatte from.
If you count the Erevin.
Even without Erevin, though. Even without Erevin, we have the first 8 blatte here. Yeah? And then we have basically the last blatte in Klal Gadol. I'm with Ziyayin, I'm with Akiva, Zaitik over there. But Hamatznian HaZorik is straight out. So, it definitely covers the most, takes up the most of the Sechah Shabbos. It's a shame. Usually yeshivas, they learn the first 8 blatte, then they go to Matznian HaZorik. Because it'll take us 90 blot to get back to it. So, and when Sneer starts on Saturdays of Tzor. Yeah, that's how they usually learn it, because they want to get in like Tzor together. Saturday Allah. Anyway. Okay, just the basic idea of like Tzor. I mean, basically, there's 4 Rishuyas that we all know. So, there's Sarabim, Sayochid, Carmelis, and Mokum Ptur. Rishu Sarabim is just what it sounds like, basically. So Shuram. Now, of course, it has Gedorim, as we'll learn. It has to be, anyone calls it Srati or Plati. Srati basically is a highway connecting two cities, more or less. Plati is a square, you know, a big open place. We don't have it so much around here. But in Europe, you have it, you know, Moscow there, and China, Tiananmen Square. It's a place where millions of people get together in open space. There's a Plati. So, what?
Moscow.
Moscow, I'm saying, yeah, Moscow, China, they have it. It's American, not that set up too much. But it has to be a mokum for rabbim. Even that square has to be open on 2 sides with, you know, a foolish type of thing, you know, be able to cut through. Then there's other things. It has to be wide 16 amos, that's for sure. And then the days of Shishim Rebo, which we will not learn how much we get into things. I mean, the simple pshat is that you need accessibility to 600,000 people every day for Shabbos, whatever, but the many don't hold that way. But
what does that mean, accessibility?
In other words, it's an area where 600,000 people go every day. And not in 1 minute, I mean. But,
yeah, so they have to have 600,000.
Yeah, that's the extreme sheet. That's the extreme sheet. Which will tell you, there would be a lot of pile it up. It's kimat. Very small people hold it, but that's the ongenumen sheet. It was always ongenumen by Klal Yisrael that allowed basically all the Erevin in Europe. Without that, you can't move, because if you don't need Shishim Rebo, once you have 16 arms, you have a Shram, the Rise, you basically can't make an Erevin. It would have knocked it all the Erevin. That's the big controversy that that came up there. The meaning of Klal Yisrael was that we need 600,000. The Rebbe Shmuel himself says it should be Chayishish. Many say it should be Chayishish. That's why I have all the Machmirim.
All the Kutsas HaMachmirim. I don't think he says
Bal Nefesh. I think he says more than that. But after this, he is Losh. It's a very long Bir Halacha. You know, he has this thing, piles on the sheet. Piles and piles on the sheet. That don't need 600,000.
This is Ramesh's
difference. Ramesh is working in the world of 600,000. He has a different way of figuring out the 600,000. He's working in the world of 600,000. Once you move out of 600,000, it's finished. If you have a street that's 16 amos, should be 32, maximum 32 feet. You're finished. It's over. That's why. I mean, the Kaisel was Mekel in Europe. There's no question they were Mekel. But this was a big controversy among the Mishkan Yankiv, the Chabalogians, main town, by Sephraim. They fought it out. And the. Whatever. The Ninag of Klai Yisrael went with the Mekilim. There's no question about that. The war was Machmir and Fashtait Sachach. But the Ninag of Klai Yisrael, they couldn't live. They couldn't live without Neir.
It was impossible. What?
Not
anymore.
Not under ISIS. Not in Machitzis. Not under ISIS.
What does that mean by Erev?
Making the Erev. Those kinds of things. Learn. I'm a long tree. Why talk before you learn? Might as well talk after you learn. You know. But anyway, that's for sure. Or Sayochid basically is an area that's bounded by mechitzas. It doesn't have to be four mechitzas, that's Kev Rambam, but Kipshuta, most people, three walls make a Rishus Hayoch. The walls have to have dimension, have to be 10 Tvachim high. So that basically is a Rishus. No, the Raisa.
Yeah.
No, that's Erevin. That's Erevin. Shabbos is the Raisa. Two review the holes. Review the holes of mechitzas, the Raisa. Two walls like this. We don't know. We need three walls. Three walls, like no, that's why Sukkot. What's up? I can do a Shabbat. It's Shabbos now. You need three walls. No, it's not to do. And three walls like this. A Mavi, what everyone calls a Mavi, three walled alley. That is going to come out. They have Kimat, everybody holds that to show you over their eyes. In the Rams, that's 100% clear. No, I'm sorry. If we got you already, it's not 100% clear. If it'll be really. Not a shame, no.
So,
you can have his recap,
so I can make it. So, a person would have to bring a Chatos if you threw it there.
Oh. According to Kamal Orishan, yeah. If you throw from there into a Rishus, you have Chatos. Okay, then you have your middle Rishus, the Carmelis. The Carmelis basically is a neuter Rishus. Nishtaher and Nishtahin, that's how I would put it. It could be like an open place, but a lot of people don't go there. The Yam is a Carmelis. I don't know, you could think it's Rishus HaRav anyway, but on the hand, Lamaisa, you don't have heavy traffic there. A big field, you know, something like that. I mean, there's not traffic over there. It's not bound by anything. It's Pesach, I understand. It's a Carmel. It's not this, not that. Or you can have it, you could have a bounded area, but the walls are not tall enough. Let's say you have an area bounded by four walls, but the walls are not Yutvach. The ninth or the eighth Vach. It's Kibbush HaYoch. It's not Rishus HaRav anymore. Can't have a heavy traffic going through there. On the other hand, it's not Shayoch. Or
street that doesn't have 600, is that what's
the problem? Yeah, I mean, if you go to 600,000 people, yeah, but yeah, that's like a bigger, that's basically a bigger. It's an open place, but you don't have heavy traffic. That's the Yam. That's the Midbar. It's not the Midbar today. See, the Midbar, they won't say Shayram because the Midbar and the Yidden were there, there was 600. But today, you go to Sahara Desert, there's no Shayram. That's a Carmelism, there's nobody there. It's not Shayoch.
It's basically the entire world except for enclosed and highways.
Highways are Tiananmen and Menem Square, if you count corpses.
Except for Sati Platin. Except for Mukafas.
Well, yeah, one more thing.
Or any street that's not 69.
Or if it's
correct. Like correct. The street that's not 69. That's right. It doesn't have the qualifying characteristics. Read it on. It's a Carmelist. But the Carmelist does have to have one characteristic. It has to be a Mokim. It has to be Dalit Tvachim by Dalit Tvachim. If you have one of these neutral things that's smaller than that, that's another thing. That's called Mokum Tur. Lamashal, if you'll have your classic Mokum Tur, get the Rav Hutner came up with a brilliant thought. A hydrant, fire hydrant, New York City. That says, I got the Mokum Tur. It's off the ground. So, now, you're in the Sharam. You have a mound, a hill, it's in the middle of Sharam. If it's less than 3 Tvachim, it's bottled to the ground. That's Sharam. But if it's up 10, it still becomes a shayochet more or less. But let's say it's between 3 and 10, something like that. Not exactly 9.
If it's less than 4 by 4, it becomes a shayochet.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. On top, also Malka B'tur. But so let's say from here till there. If it's 4 by 4, it's a caramelus. But if it's less than 4 by 4, it's a Malka B'tur. Is that fire hard? You're not saying Malka B'tur. He had one of his brilliant einfalls.
In the rice, does it make a difference between Malka B'tur and caramelus?
No, no.
Okay. Do what? What would he do then?
He came with an iPhone. What if you walk out of your house and you're walking and you find something in your pockets? I can't say, what's your best eitzah? Well, first, don't stop. That's the knee jerk is to stop. That's the worst thing to do. Keep moving. That's number one. Usually, the eitzah is turn right around, go right back home. The problem is, you have to stop to open the door. The best thing is send your kid ahead, open the door, and walk right back to your house. He came over with an iPhone in New York. Just keep walking, put it down on a fire hydrant. Because to put down something, welcome to is Mutal Chatchil. That was one of his iPhones when he came to America. What?
Mailbox
might be dollar al dollar, I'm not sure. Dollar tfoch. In the city, the mailboxes will be.
No.
Okay, well, the hydrants you have every half a block in Brooklyn, you know. As you walk along, you hit a hydrant all the time. But
you can't fit anything on top.
That's another problem. Anything too big, you're in trouble. But your pen or whatever could go there. But anyway. Okay, so now, all the mushal, a ditch. A ditch in the Shuram. In the street, you have a ditch. So if the ditch is deep, 10 tfachim, the ditch will now become a shayoch, because it has its own machitzes, basically. A pit. Yeah, a pit is a shayoch on its own, even in the middle of the street, because it has its own, those things on our walls, basically. But if it's, let's say, 8 deep in the street, it's only it's a ditch. Less than 3 is bolted to the ground, it's part of the ground. But let's say 8 tfachim down to the ground, 4 by 4, you got a pothole. A pothole. Pothole could well be 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim.
Yeah,
but it's not usually 3 tfachim deep. It's very deep for a pothole. Yeah, okay, alright. If it goes past 3, that will become a caramelus.
In the drain.
No, the drain is 4 by 4, right? The drain holes,
So that's a caramelus.
Those grates.
Oh, that's how deep it is. That goes all the way down. But hey, whatever it is, you have a ditch, and it's 8, and it's 4, then it's a caramel. If it's 8 and less than 4, it's a Malka B'tur. Another thing, Shayochid is Oilad HaShamayim. If you have your backyard, right, so you have your gate around it like this, that Shu Shayochid goes all the way up, even though you're well past the Mechitzas. That's a Gansa Eisig in the long. This is the track because the walls extend, or you don't need walls above, or whatever it is, but point of fact. It's a Sheikh Rolev. Shuram is not that way. Shuram goes only till 10 Tfochim. The middle of the street, there's no Shuram till 10 Tfochim. Above that's a Malka B'tur or a Karmel, depending what the thing is, the size of the platform. Unless you take a stick, you put it in the middle of the street, a thin stick like this, with a T kind of thing. A thing like this, above 10 Tfochim. This is the same place, that's not a Shuram. It's either Karmel or Malka B'tur. Now, the
guy with his hair or something.
What?
It's above the. Walking,
yeah, that could be. Depends where he's carrying. That could be. Because the body connects it. We have to get to all that. That's connected. Yeah, that's true. Now, what are the dinim? Rishus from Shoram to Shayoch, Shayoch Shoram is a chivchatus. That's a doraisa. Right? That's Bechal Shabbos, how we talk. Except in this first mission, you have the first exception. Before you get the rule, you have the exception. Generally speaking, in Shabbos, Chayiv means Osim Doraisa, Yechayiv Achatas. So it's Koris, Skila, Bemezer Asro, Koris, Mezer Adasro, Shoygeg is Achatas, Chayiv. Potter, Bederech Klal in Shabbos means Potter Aval Osim, meaning it's a Derabonon. So it's Potter from the Chatas, Osim Derabonon. The first Potter we have here means Potter in Gansad, right away, exception to the rule. But generally speaking, Potter means Potter Losim. So if you go from Shoram to Shayoch, Shayoch to Shoram, that's a Chiv Chatas, that's a Doraisa. If you go from a Shosarabim to Carmel, Carmel is the neutral. So Sharam to Carmel is Carmel Sharam, Shayoch to Carmel is Carmel Shayochid. That's all the Rabbonis. It's part of the Rabbalos. So Carmel takes its place really in the Rabbonis. Mokum Tur is Mutter. You're allowed on Shabbos to go carry something from Shayoch to Mokum Tur. So we'll have cases. You can have cases where your doorstep, you should have these big iskifers. Our house wouldn't have it so much. A serious doorstep. Another doorstep, we call it,
Stoop.
You can have cases where that's a Malka B'tur. If it's up off the ground, 4 tfachim, and it's not 4 by 4, it's a Malka B'tur. So you can take something in your house and put it down. or you can take something from the street and put it down. That's going to be against the ASIC. We couldn't carry
it's
that.
It's not 10 off the ground.
Bench. Not Rettmendach yet. The one's still 10 off the ground. It's unusual. It's more than 3 off the ground.
So it cuts itself. Even if it's 4x4, then it's
a. It's 4x4 as a caramel, sir. It's 4x4 as a caramel.
Oh, you might make a mock up tour.
One head. So I mean, you can make a trick over there. Bench. The Gemara will talk about it. You can go, that you're not allowed to do. And it's, you want to carry something from the street to your house. You take it from the street and put it down on your doorstep. They pick it off your doorstep, take it to the house. The chur, everything's okay. That you're not allowed. You can't do that transfer. You can't. You know, each step is mutter over there. You're allowed to, I can put it down. You're allowed to go by. Okay, we got to that. Now, right. The other thing is that you have to always remember in Hoytzor as a cure. There's two parts to Hoytzor. There's, you need the Akira and Rishus 1 and the Hanochi. You need both of those things. Let's say Hoytzor really means going from Rishus Hayochit. It means you have to make an Akira in the house, an Akira in Shayochit, to cross the line to Rishus Rabim and put it down. I make a hanocha with shorab. If I make a kira without hanocha, or hanocha without a kira, which could well be, I mean, you can have it. I mean, a guy has something in his pocket from before Shabbos, and he walks out of his house on Shabbos. He never made an akira over there, but and he put it down the street. That's hanocha with shorab. It's like so. It's only a drabonon. Because you need for the rice, you need a kira, and hanocha. That's going to be the first Mishnah to split cases.
But hanocha has to be. What about
in the other rishus, akira means picking it up from one rishus, and that was putting it down in the other rishus.
Or if you wouldn't put it back in another rishus, shayochet.
That's a big esek. That's a big esek. Shayochet through rishus or rabbi. That's a big esek. That's a big esek. If we get to a Shabbos, you had it here. The lamed beis days over there. I don't know if you ever really get to that in Shabbos anyway. That's a big esek if that's in the rishus.
Similar to Zarek.
What? Yeah, okay, we get to all that. I'm talking about Kain. Now, just a bit, just again, if he wasn't yeah, right away, hit us.
Only
her. Is it mutter lechatchila to do that? I don't think so.
No, carrying dalam and shusharam.
Yeah, but carrying that son, you have to have an akira in the sharam and akira in the shayu and an hanoch in the sharam. He picked it up in the house, walked dalam sharam, and put it down in the house. That's not havor dalam sharam because you have no akira no hanoch. You got out from that. The question is there another malach of shayu and duchar sharam? I don't remember. That's Pesach Tais and Aaron somewhere. So it's not a Poshita thing. Yeah.
You
are Chai. He says, no, that's a complicated thing. It's not a simple case. But again, let's just get before. Back there are three things they're going to talk about. They call Hoytzor Nachnos. Hoytzor means going, very simple. Hoytzor, going out. You go from the Shayochet to the Sharab. You go from the Sharab to Shayochet. It's the same Doraisa, but that's called Hachnos in the mission. And we'll see that the Av Malach is Hoytzor. The Gemara says Hachnos Toil. And then you have your thing. That's another thing, really. That's Havoras Dalaram is Birishus Arab. That's also a toil of Hoytzor. It's a different malacha. You're not crossing any lines. You're in the street only. But you need an Akira in the Rishus Arab, Dalaram is, and a Hanocha in the Rishus Arab. That's why if you pick something in the street, your best eitzah in your Shabbos is don't stop. And once you stop, you just made Hanocha in the Rishus Arab. Your best eitzah, okay, you got to find an eitzah, but stopping is not a good eitzah, that's for sure.
Somebody said